Mammal-like reptiles, are they evolutionary transitions?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the new Answers book.
Well, if evolution were true and one kind of animal changed into another over millions of years, there should be millions of creatures that were intermediate between reptiles and mammals. They should show evidence of features that haven't fully developed. You know, creationists have always claimed there are no such transitional forms anywhere in the world. But evolutionists say, the fossils of some creatures they found show features that are mammal-like and yet they're reptiles. They must be transitional forms. But these creatures had no partly formed or transitional structures. They were fully developed and obviously fully functional. Besides, so what if an animal has some features similar to another group? Look at the platypus from Australia. It has features like reptiles, birds, and mammals. No one would ever claim it to be transitional because we can observe it in the world today. Even many evolutionists admit there are no transitional forms to make a watertight argument. You see, you can believe the book of Genesis. God made separate kinds, just as the evidence shows.
Does this mean God also made all the different dinosaurs? Well, Ken Ham, in his fascinating 48-page booklet, unravels some of the mysteries surrounding dinosaurs. They're such great witnessing tools, we'd like to send 10 of them to you for your donation of any size today as we close out the week. Call our ministry toll-free at 888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS.